Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, JR.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Halfway through the month of August already. Yikes.
I cannot believe it.
Where are we going with time? I mean, and you're getting your credentials, if you will, as far as to make sure that all these companies that you're going to be giving people ideas as to plans. How's that working?
Well, the certification is almost completed.
Almost.
The face-to-face training start next week. So then that's when the companies that we represent will present their plan for the coming year. So that's going to be an eye-opener, and I'm pretty excited about that because I always love learning about what they're going to offer in the next year. Now, those days of them giving you all the goodies in the world are pretty much over, in my opinion, because they're having to kind of tighten their belts a little bit, and they're required by Medicare rules to cover everything that Medicare covers. So that means that all of the medical aspects that you expect in your Medicare Advantage plans have to be covered at a pretty high level, at least as good as what Medicare does. The rest of it, all the ancillary benefits, is kind of fungible, meaning that's where they will throw the extra money if they have any to, like, dental, vision, hearing, food cards, over-the-counter benefits, things like that. Those are the things that are getting pinched. So we're really hoping that you won't lose very much of that, if any at all.
Well, the thing of it is that we've talked about this over the years that we've been doing this program. Those things were just a help out there, and they were never, from day one, basically, supposed to be there. And then a few people got it, and then more people got it, and things got tight, and they had to pull it, and everybody's having a fit.
Everybody has a hissy about it because you can't give somebody something and then take it back. But at this point, they have no choice. They have a budget to work with, and they have to present that budget and their plans to Medicare. Medicare audits it and makes sure that the essentials are covered, which is anything medical-related, anything that Medicare covers, and that they stay within their budget as far as the 80-20 medical loss ratio is concerned.
Now, are there any new companies that you have to get certified with than you had last year?
Absolutely. There is one that's entering the market.
Okay.
I will hear about that, I believe it's next week, and I'll go to a face-to-face training on that. I am not yet certified with this particular company because I want to see what they have to offer and what kind of network they're going to have. Because you might have the best benefits in the world, but they don't have doctors that take it. It's not anything that's going to, you know, be popular, anybody's going to want.
So you get to see what they have to offer before you decide you want to get certified with that.
Yes.
Is that correct? Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Okay. So if you don't like what's going on, and like I said, the doctors, et cetera, then you can just pass them and move on to the next.
Right. I can see how they do. I can monitor them and see how they're going to approach the market, how doctors are going to accept it. There is one plan out there that I get certified for, you know, every year, but it's a niche market. They cater to those folks who are on dialysis, which is have kidney problems. And that's that particular company that does that. And it's a niche. But if I run into folks like that, that have those kind of health problems, I want to be able to offer them something that is going to help them with that. There are plans that have sort of a niche group of people that they cater to. And in that case, then I probably would credential with them just so I can make sure that I have that in my arsenal to offer.
See, that's why Kathy, being the independent agent, we've talked about this every program all the time, because she has a choice for you to make and not just working for one outfit and say, okay, this is all I have to offer you because this is all they have. It doesn't work that way. Kathy is an independent agent and has been, and you just will be getting the certifications. And Kathy's going to be having that open house come October. October 5th, if I'm not mistaken, is what we have for a start. There's a whole week at the office. Slots are filling up fast, so you need to make your appointment at 727-735-2337.
Be the 5th through the 9th.
5th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let people know because you'll be able to get an idea as to what's out there. Some of you all may just keep it the same plan you have, but you may want a variety to look at. Kathy will be able to give you all the information, but can't put pen to paper at that time until the middle of the month, till the 15th, correct?
The 15th is when it's annual enrollment. We call it AEP. It opens the 15th of October and ends December 7th. So that is the time when You can choose whatever you want to choose and as many times as you want to choose it. So the rule of thumb is last one in wins. So whatever you choose by December 7th is the one that's going to go in effect for January 1st. Now, anything you sign up for mid-October all through November is effective on January 1st.
Right.
So you're talking about the new plans, and that's what you need to learn about or want to learn about, is the new plans, what they have to offer. So you can decide for yourself, is what I have better, and is what I have the one I want to keep? And a lot of times that is the case, because you have established your doctors, you've established your benefits, you're used to how it works, you know how to, you know, get the claims and jump through the hoops you need to jump through. Understand every insurance company has a kind of a different set of hoops. So you have to be able to navigate those. And once you learn it with one company, it's sometimes better to stick with that company.
And a lot of people do. And but you need to be aware of what is available for you come that time. But it doesn't leave you as an independent agent a whole lot of window space to get this stuff done. I mean, and with all the clients you have, I mean, you're just running your, you know what, off out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And to make matters worse, October 15th to December 7th is Medicare annual enrollment. The ACA, Affordable Care Act, for people who are under 65, begins on November 1st and ends generally on January 15th. Now, sometimes that end date is a moving target because it depends on what they decide at the last minute, whether to extend it or hold the line with it. Last couple of years, I've kind of held the line.
But help people with that as well, too.
It's kind of a perfect storm, yes. Now, ooh. I have folks in my office that, you know, that totally focus on it as far as, you know, an agent is concerned. So I give that whenever someone comes to me and they have, you know, an ACA need, I kind of hand it to one of the gals in the office who does that exclusively.
You've got a couple of people in the office,
yes,
that handles other...
They handle other, you know, everyone has a niche or expertise. And mine has always been Medicare. I have, up until, I say, 2 years ago, done ACA too, most of it. But
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and it's tough because, as you know, ACA is income-based.
Yes.
So it depends on what your income is as to what your premium's going to be. So that is the difficulty. And it used to be you used to be able to just say that your income is this and that your income was that, and they don't check. Well, they do now.
Yeah, they're tight.
They're very, very, the rules are very, very tight.
Like you say, Kathy's got people at the office now that can handle that part, but she handles the Medicare end. If you need to make an appointment, though, 727-735-2337. Also, check out the website, kecinsuranceservices.com. KECinsuranceServices.com. All kinds of great information on the site, past programs. You can send Kathy an email through the site as well. And if you need to set up an appointment, Kathy's office is at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, corner of Forest Oaks Boulevard and Highway 19 in Spring Hill, right down from Guido's Pizza, Nature Coast Jewelers, Taste of Portugal, whatever. You can't miss it. You just can't miss it.
You can't miss
And she's got an awesome office, so, you know, I'll make that appointment to come down. But also, too, don't forget with the, let's say, open house October 5th through the 9th, when the new plans start to come out, she'll be able to sit down with you, see if you want to change yours, if you want something else. She'll be able to give you ideas to what's available. Then on the 15th, you can sign it.
Absolutely. And guess what? You don't have to guess about what your plan is going to look like next year. By the end of September, the companies that you're with are required to have in your hands what we call the annual notice of change.
Right.
So, otherwise known as an ANOC letter. Us in the industry, we love acronyms. Mm-hmm. So, we always shorten it to annual notice of change. If you take the first letter of that, it spells ANOC. So, you will have that in your hands before the end of September. And what that does is it tells you on the left side of the page what your benefits are currently with the plan that you currently have.
Right.
And on the right side of the page, it has what those benefits are in 2027, whether they're going to change or not. So you don't have to guess. You're going to know what the changes are based on that letter. So please, when you get it, study it. And if those changes are acceptable to you, you don't have to change your plan.
Right.
If those changes are not acceptable to you, then yes, you want to go shopping. You want to take a look at what's available, and maybe there's something better for you. So please take that ANOC letter when you get it. Sit down, have a cup of coffee, take a good look at it, and make sure that your health care for 2027 is what you want it to be.
And let me tell you, Kathy will let you know if it's going to be a good deal, using that as a line. But she will let you know if this certain changes are worth it, or maybe you'll try to set them up with a different plan if you think
there's
it's
something
warranted.
Better, absolutely.
You're right.
I said you want the best for yourself. And that the best has a lot of factors. One of the factors is, I don't want to lose my doctor. Some people like to keep, not even if they even like their doctor. Sometimes they don't like their doctor. But their doctor has all of their records.
Right.
And they have been through a continuation of treatment. And they don't want to start over with another doctor, because it's a hassle and you have to transfer records and all that kind of thing. I get it. So two things you have to look at. Make sure your doctor's going to remain in the network that you are currently in. And take a look at that ANOC letter and see if those benefits are going to change drastically. If they are, maybe you want to look at a different plan. But then I will help you make sure that you maintain the doctors that you want to keep.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, like you said, though, they want to keep the doctor come hell or high water. And so they'll have to, and if their current plan that's coming around the next year doesn't have that, then you're going to find another one. But they want that certain doctor or certain setup, whatever the case may be. You got to find it for them.
Yes. And that's my job, is making sure that everything fits. All the puzzle pieces fit together. And then another thing that I always make sure that I go through is your prescription drug list. Because your prescriptions that you currently are stabilized on, you know, I got to make sure that those are covered by the plan that you're choosing. And at what level? Because I don't want you walking into a pharmacy and getting blindsided with this great big bill without knowing ahead of time that that will happen. Because the prescription drug program has changed since 2025. And getting kind of used to it now. You have a $2,100 limit currently. That's going up to $2,400. That's your maximum out of pocket. That's what you pull out of your pocket and pay the pharmacist with. Once you reach that number, then you don't pay for your prescriptions the rest of the year. It's actually better than it was before, because there's no more donut hole.
Right. Oof.
And
that was a nightmare.
That was a nightmare for a lot of people. And the prescription drug program back then was in three different stages. Now it's only two.
Gosh, remember the years doing this stuff, and you're getting these people in there getting all in a bundle because of the donut hole. But the thing of it is that the last couple of years, though, depending on your drug plan and such, you're going to get buried the first month or two.
The way it's set up is that if you are on name brand prescription drugs, there is always a deductible. Now, currently it's $615. That's what it is. And the first $615 on name brand drugs is not on you. That's be a big bite in January. Once you meet your deductible, then it drops to the copay. Then you just pay the copay. But what they've opened up to do is called a payment plan. So if you are one of these people who are taking name brand drugs and it is covered by your plan, it has to be on the formulary, the drug.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't count towards that $2,100 that currently is. If that $615 is too big a bite and your copays are too high, you can spread that out into monthly payments over 12 months. But how you do that is you set it up through the company that you choose as your drug carrier.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a standalone prescription drug plan, that might be whole different carriers. But most of the Medicare Advantage plans include drug coverage. So you can set up that payment plan through them.
It's not complicated. It may seem, but it's not, okay? Because Kathy's been doing this for a long time. She'll be able to sit down with you, give you an idea as to what is available, And can't stress it enough, though, with open enrollment not too far down the line, the inundation from phone calls and mailings and all kinds of stuff is going to be insane. Don't fall for it. Anybody calls you, thank you, but no thank you. You see something in the mail, not good. See something coming in, it's an email or whatever, exit out, because you're going to get in with somebody that is not going to know you once you're all said and done. And it's not.
Yeah,
I
got a call yesterday from a longtime friend and client. And, you know, I would think she would know better because, you know, she's heard me talk about this stuff forever. But it was her husband that got the phone call telling her that, you know, he's missing out on all these benefits and he could get all this stuff. So he made an appointment with her, with this lady that called him on the phone out of the blue. It's unsolicited contact, not allowed by Medicare. So she's not allowed to call Medicare beneficiaries to start with and set up an appointment. She called him out of the blue. So his wife, who's a friend of mine, called me and says, what is all these benefits they're talking about? How is, you know, what we have any better than what she's saying she has to offer? So there isn't anything. She just wants to get in your house so she can talk you into changing plans.
Gosh.
So they called up and canceled the appointment, and, they're going to stick with what they have. And they really literally have all of those benefits already.
See, again, and this is just the beginning, because when it gets to that open enrollment time, it's going to be ugly. And, I mean, you're going to get these people calling up. A lot of them are out of the country. You stated that enough in the past.
Yeah, a lot of them that try to get you on the phone and transfer you to a licensed agent are from out of the country.
So
they set up call centers to do that.
In no man's land. You don't know where. You don't know where they're calling from. Okay. Then they give you someone that is authorized to take care of this. Then they don't know you either. Nobody knows you after the fact. Okay. Don't do it. Just don't do it. If it sounds too good to be true, you know the drill. It probably is.
It probably is.
But Kathy's been doing this for a long time. She'll come and follow through with you. You got a question, she'll give you an answer. That is why we always say work with an independent agent, because it's just not a one-stop shop and that's all you get. Kathy will shop around for you, look at what's the best deal, give you options as to what you'd like to take. What is your lifestyle like? What's your prescription plan like?
Who are your doctors?
Who are your doctors? Yeah. So you sit down with these people, and on average, it takes a bit of time, but it is well worth the trip.
It's
worth the time.
It's crucial that they sit down and do it right the first time, and then make sure that everything fits for them. Understand the agents, they get paid the same no matter what company they offer.
Right.
It's totally covered by Medicare. Medicare, they even everything out. They don't let one company pay an agent more than another. So you don't really have a dog in the fight as far as what plan that they're going to offer or choose unless you are employed by that particular plan. That's why an independent agent is going to be in your best interest, because they have all of the carriers at their disposal to offer. So they can fit that carrier or that plan to you and what your lifestyle's like, what your doctors are, whoever your doctors are, and what prescription drugs that you take. Because that's going to be important, because that's what is important to you.
Now, the independent part is what's good. And you give them options. You'll show them a couple, 2-3 plans that, okay, this will be good for you, this will be good for you, this will be good for you. You take your choice.
Yeah.
You'll give them that option instead of just telling them, okay, this is all I've got for you. Take it or leave it. You don't like that.
No.
So
I wouldn't be a captive agent. I just wouldn't be, because that means that you have to sell what that company offers, and that's all you have to offer. Only what that company you work for sells. And so you have to somehow massage it and make it fit right. that client rather than doing what's in the best interest of that client.
Because it can be nerve-wracking. It mm-hmm. really can be nerve-wracking. Kathy, like you say, has been doing this for quite a long time. In these situations, she comes through, as always, because it's a hell of a time for annual enrollment. And then she's got some, now the Affordable Care Act, she moves those over to the other folks at the office. So if you need something like that, if you're under 65 and need health care,
don't hesitate.
Give
us a call. We'll make sure that we help you. And that is one difficult thing to do because of the way the ACA thing, there's so many rules, so many regulations, and you have to make sure that you are able to prove everything as far as income is concerned and family size. It is very complicated, yes.
And that's why Kathy will do this. It's crazy, but options are there. And you need to make the phone call, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. Again, KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Highly suggest you check that out. Past programs are on there. Send Kathy an email. Do it through the website. It's there for you. And all kinds of other great information on there. Again, the open house, October 5th through the 9th. When the new plans come out, she'll be able to give you an idea. Sign everything if you want, if you like what you see, on the 15th of October. And then that'll be good.
I have all of the summary of benefits by then. Just a little booklet that I can give you to show you what your benefits are going to be. Because I can do that and share with you after October 1st. I just can't enroll you until the 15th.
But they should have all the summaries of the companies that you are being certified with, be able to let
some of them kind of drag their feet. Companies, okay. It'll be available electronically.
Okay. But they have to have what they are available by the 15th of October, no matter what, correct?
By the 1st of October.
They have to have it by the 1st of
October. By the 1st of October.
Okay.
Because that's when it's loaded into Medicare.gov.
I see. Okay.
So once it's loaded into Medicare.gov, it has to be available and they can't make changes.
Okay.
It has to be, like, locked and loaded.
All that kind of stuff is on by the 1st. Then that's where Kathy will let you know what's going on. And then that's when you can sign up on the 15th of October if that's something that you'd like. But over the years, you've had people say, okay, this one's good. Then they change it and change it. And you go, take your pick. You sure? You know. But that's
circumstances change with people. There are folks out there. I've got to, be honest with you, they'll chase the best benefits, whatever they can get. I mean, if they can get an extra $10 in over-the-counter benefits or an extra $10 in a food card, they're going to change their plan just to get that. Because it doesn't matter to them really about doctors. It's all about chasing the best benefits. Now, not everyone's like that.
No,
some people just want the best coverage for their particular situation. Other people, I don't use stuff much anyway.
Right.
The veterans are a unique group because they can use the VA. They don't have to use the plan. They can use both if they choose. So they've really got, they've got probably the best case scenario because the VA has turned out, years past, and I've been in this business for a while, years past the VA was a nightmare. Trying to get care, trying to get an appointment, trying to get tests, everything was just tons of red tape and people were in waiting, lines like forever. That's not the case today. They're pretty good at getting the veterans in and seeing their doctors and ordering their tests and doing all the things that they need to do for our veterans. But what's nice is that they can also see civilian doctors. Because they can have both. They can have the VA and they can have a plan. And all of my veterans have both.
Because certain things with the VA is not credible coverage, so they have to get the Part B. Are you suggesting that?
No. Let's be clear. Part B is optional according to Medicare. But if you do not take Part B, they have teeth in it. They will penalize you 10% per year for every year you didn't have it but were eligible for it. And that includes veterans. So you can go your whole life without getting Part B if you choose. But if you choose later in life to go and get Part B, You're not going to get it without the penalty. The penalty is going to apply, and it's going to be lifelong. So my suggestion is never, ever, ever turn down Part B unless you're continually employed and that employer provides credible coverage. That is the only time I would say you could delay Part B.
Right.
And you're just delaying it because, let's face it, you're not going to work forever.
No.
And once you're done working and now you got to take Part B, at least if you had credible coverage to that employer, you're forgiven of the penalty.
And let me tell you, if you're not sure about this, make the call. Because we've had stories over the years that Kathy has told us about some of these people. Well, I thought this was good. I had no trouble and all this. 10 years later, they're in a world of mess.
Yeah. Yeah, famous last words. I'm not sick. I never go to the doctor. Those are famous last words. You know, none of us are sick until we are.
Right.
You know, and then you never know when that's going to happen. It's just one of those invisible lines you never know exactly when you're going to cross.
And people need to be aware. You need to be informed. And this is what Kathy does. She's very good at informing clients as to what is available for y'all. And that no two plans are alike for certain people. Oh,
my neighbor's got... No two people are alike.
Well, that's it. And some of these people say, well, my neighbor's got this one. I like her plan. May not suit you. That's where you come in and do... being an independent can take care of business and give her a plan that'll suit her, not just what her neighbor got.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Never take that anecdotal advice, because understand that the plan that your neighbor has was suited for them for a reason.
Right.
If the agent who took care of them did their job right, they made sure that everything fit, their doctors, their prescriptions, their lifestyle. They made sure everything fit so that it did work for them. But you're different. You're a different person than that person. You might travel. You might have doctors that are outside of your service area. Mm-hmm. They're specialists. You might go to a cardiologist in another county. All of these things play in choosing your plan, because you want to be able to make sure that you do not have to change those things to suit the plan. You got to have a plan that's going to allow you to do the things that you're currently doing.
Makes sense, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Please check that out. Make an appointment, 727-735-2337. Simple enough, especially for the October 5th through the 9th open house for the new plans that are going to be coming out. But if you got other things you need to talk to Kathy about, 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Kath, we'll do this again in two.
See you in two, JR.